Medusa on the station you like to listen to most, Power FM. Her book credits are extensive. They span age groups and generations, and they are iconically Australian. No wonder her writing is so loved. To help end our Book Week celebrations, good morning, Jackie French.
Hi.
Jackie, most of the authors and illustrators that we've spoken to throughout this wonderful Book Week, they have a lane, an audience that they generally write to. You don't seem to have ever done that. You've written for all ages. Is that a hard thing to do?
No. I'm always rather surprised that most authors only write in one genre. After all, we read lots of genres.
Of course.
So why not write lots of genres? It's a bit like only eating pizza or watermelon.
Yeah, a bit of diversity is good for the soul. let's say you're writing for younger audiences there, so such as your wonderful picture books with Bruce Whatley, The Diary of a Wombat, I know are favourites of so many. How do you shift into the gear of younger audiences?
How do you shift from talking to a kid to an adult? I don't even think about it. When I talk to my grandchildren, I talk in the same way that I would talk to an adult.
Yeah.
I don't really see any difference. Sorry, I know that sounds rather odd.
No, that's fine.
I think
fine.
The worst thing you can do is actually talk down to kids.
Yes.
No one ever tells a kid, no, you can't watch that because you won't understand it. We say that because they will understand it, and we don't want them to see those themes yet.
That's absolutely brilliant. How do you like to celebrate Book Week, Jackie? Are you often talking to kids around this time of year?
I think this is the time of the year when most authors are wanting to actually just lie back and have something very long and very cool. Book Week is... Book Week goes for about 4 weeks.
Okay.
It is very, very full. It's very crammed. You start about 8 o'clock in the morning and you keep going until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then you take a very, very deep breath. And particularly this year, when instead of going places, a lot of it is Zooms, and you suddenly realise that you've given 8 talks rather than 3 talks in the day.
Well, hopefully a nice cup of tea this afternoon will go down swimmingly well. Jackie, in 2015, you were awarded Senior Australian of the Year, which is a fantastic honour. Do you think we do enough to recognise literary talent in Australia?
No, we don't. I think, though, one of the more urgent problems is actually getting teacher librarians into schools, getting schools
yes.
good libraries,
showing
kids that actually books can be fun. Because, in fact, so many books, in fact, are boring. I mean, I don't like books about cricket. I don't like books about politicians because they've been dead for 40 years. Most books are boring for kids. So we need to show them how to find the books that they will love. We don't all love the same food, and we certainly don't all love the same books. And so many kids miss out on books
yeah.
because they're not shown how to find the ones that they adore.
Yeah, a lot of love to the teacher librarians out there doing fantastic work. I love that you brought that up. Listed amongst your many honours, I see that you're described, Jackie, as both a wombat negotiator and an honorary wombat. Where did your affinity with wombats come from?
Totally accidentally. I lived in a tent and then a shed in my first years here, and I'd have breakfast out of doors. And a wombat shared the territory, and I think he just became curious
yeah.
about this strange two-legged animal who'd moved into his territory. And we became friends. I've never been friends with a wild animal before. I never patted him. I never fed him. And suddenly I became fascinated with wombats. He showed me the bush. I'd never even thought of wombats since then. But because I live with rather a lot of wombats at very close quarters, of course they appear in my books.
Yeah, and what can we learn about wombats that we might not already know? Your Instagram is full of great facts.
Wombats see the world by the way it smells.
Okay.
And when you do that, you don't just see what is here now, you see what was here 3 weeks ago or even a year ago.
Interesting.
So if you want to really know about history, ask a wombat.
Well, releasing next week is your latest book, created with illustrator Danny Snell, one of our own, The Fire Wombat. What's it all about?
It's a true story. It's the only book I ever wrote in a day and then said, this has to be published.
Wow.
We had bushfires around us for 3 months, the end of last year and this year. We had a food and water station for animals. And one night about 2 a.m., this small starving wombat staggered out, couldn't quite make it to the water, collapsed. I gave her water. After about 2 hours, she managed to get there, and every animal, every single animal, the wombats, the wallabies, the quolls, the possums, they've moved back. So this starving, exhausted wombat could actually drink. I've never seen anything like the way animals behaved,
yeah.
Where wombats shared their burrows. Now, they didn't shepherd people, animals into burrows, but they shared burrows. It was an extraordinary time where animals helped each other, and so did humans. And that's also part of this book, where I think one of the phrases is, all across the Smoky Nation came a great carrot migration. So many thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, wanted to help, not just giving money, but actually delivering food for wildlife, setting up water stations for wildlife, hunting for injured wildlife and bringing them in. It was the worst of times and the best of times, with just so much help from so many people. And so that's what the story is as well. It's not just the story of one real little wombat with a very, very happy ending, I have to say, but everyone who helped in those times.
I'm sure there are a lot of Australians that will feel an affinity with that story, particularly in the Adelaide Hills and Kangaroo Island here in South Australia. Jackie, it sounds incredible. The Fire Wombat is out this coming Thursday, October 29, in all good bookstores. It's been a pleasure to cap off Book Week with the legendary Jackie French. Many thanks for joining us, Jackie.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.